The World This Week. Politics.
A gunman killed 50 worshippers at two mosques in Christchurch, streaming part of the atrocity live on Facebook. The attacker, an Australian who had been living in New Zealand for 2 years, was motivated by fears that immigration was threatening white culture. The government vowed to tighten gun control laws and monitor right-wing extremists more carefully.
Nursultan Nazarbayev, Kazakhstan's strongman president of 30 years, resigned abruptly. He retains considerable influence. His daughter is the new chairman of the Senate, and the constitution gives him lifetime immunity from prosecution. The capital, Astana, is to be renamed Nursultan after him. The Philippines withdrew from the International Criminal Court. Rodrigo Duterte, the country's president, initiated the move a year ago after the court began probing his campaign to encourage police to shoot suspected drug dealers.
Benny Gantz, the main challenger to Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, in Israel's forthcoming election, dismissed reports that his phone had been hacked by Iran and that he was vulnerable to blackmail. Some in Mr. Gantz's party blamed Mr. Netanyahu for leaking the story. He denied this and asked, if Gantz can't protect his phone, how will he protect the country?
For the third week in a row, Algeria was rocked by mass protests against Abdelaziz Bouteflika, the ailing president. Mr. Bouteflika insists on staging a national conference and approving a new constitution before holding an election, in which he would not run. But a new group, led by politicians and opposition figures, called on him to step down immediately. The army appeared to be distancing itself from the president.